The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Cher Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I really think, I don't know, would this work? We have some cheap-ass desks in here, and every time you touch them, it comes over the microphone.
Yeah.
And we tend to get a little bit into what we're saying and touch on the desks while we're talking. But I wonder if you put a layer of foam underneath it, if that would dull it.
On the bottom of the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might. I don't know. You can try it. I know they're cheap. I've got two little dings in my desk just from sitting my pen down or sitting my computer down in the morning. The corner just touches it.
But sometimes like when Ace is talking, he's because he's an emphatic speaker anyway.
Yes.
He'll do his fingers on the like this when he's saying something he wants you to pay attention to.
Yep.
And sometimes I'll just be doing this when I'm talking.
You guys are starting a band. It's like you're playing bongos.
I know.
Don't give me a reason.
But I know that's got to come through the microphone ace, which is the plural Spanish word for microphones.
No.
Microphones. Microphones. Policia el teco microphones. You know, because if we can hear it so clearly, maybe it's just because we're in the room with it. It may not be picking up on the microphone. Do you hear it, Rob, when you hear the recordings of the show?
Well, I'm hearing it now, but I also have my door open. I've never known.
That's why I stipulated the recordings of the show.
I was getting to the point that I've never noticed it in the recordings.
No shit, Sherlock.
I was going through things.
For real. He's making sure you hear it now.
You're going to make it where the door's going to be shut.
Permanently.
and nailed from this side.
Oh, God.
Limping ass coming in here with all that bullshit. Yeah.
So, can I say, I forgot about this until just now. I need to give, I guess, Alexis credit, although I'm not sure who it was that brought it up first, but I think, to my recollection, it was Alexis that schooled me that abuela means grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very proud of myself yesterday watching Lincoln Lawyer because they used the term abuela, and I was like, what does that mean, grandmother? Well, I'm down.
Wow.
I was like, look at
me, I know things.
I know some Spanish.
One word.
Some Spanish. Bilingual.
Yeah. What?
I'm a damn bilingual.
How many years of Spanish did you take in school?
It was three semesters.
Yeah, three. And Alexis taught me what grandma means.
They ain't never
school
tell me
was a long time ago.
She taught me that madre.
Yeah. I was like,
and I never understood whenever I was watching MASH as a kid, and they called the priest Padre. I thought that was just short for priest. Come to find out, it means father.
Yep.
I ain't never put two
like
and two
you
together.
You would call a priest a father.
He was telling his daughter about her abuela, and I was like, look at that's a grandmother.
Look at you.
Look at me go.
Okay.
What?
I know. Well, she told me the other day that it ain't that fella's name on Harry Potter ain't Dumbledore.
Yeah.
It's Dumbledore.
We learned so much from you, Alexis.
I know.
The important things in life.
So at the end of the regular old show, Riggins was talking about this person who had made some people upset on the internet, and then other people were, you know, saying, yes, I support you. But she said when you go to a hiking trail that you shouldn't take your dog off the leash. Then he was talking about this woman who talks to pets and translates it to the owners, or and especially pets who have passed on dead. And she charges them $300 an hour. Alexis, do you believe in that kind of stuff? You think that woman can really talk to pets and tell you what they're saying and all that? Or do you think that's a scam, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, I would say, I don't know, maybe not. I don't believe that 100%. But, like you said, if it makes the person happy.
Okay, but no, just believing in it. Like, yes or no. You. Somebody says, you believe in that or not? Forget whether it makes people happy and all that.
Okay, I'm going to say, yeah, I do believe in it.
You do?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
But you just said.
You didn't.
You don't.
Yeah, but if I had to choose one or the other, like, if I had to be this one or that one, I'm going to say yes then.
Okay, so when faced with having to make a this or that, where you can't be partly this mm-hmm. way and partly that way, you're automatically going to choose the one that seems to be the most positive.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's a fair, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I would see that as being the most negative.
Yeah.
Because it's people being scammed out of money.
Mm-hmm. But.
Well, you asked an opinion, Riggins. I'm giving you my opinion. In my opinion, there's not a pet psychic. And people who give money to it are being scammed, and I hate to see people being scammed. That's a negative thing to me.
Yeah, but in certain areas where the scam is, and I'm not saying this is a complete scam because legal reasons, I'm saying, but in a situation similar to this, where people really believe that a person can tell them what their dead pet is saying to them,
yeah,
or their live pet is saying, then you look at that like, unless this person is mentally disabled or something, they're of sound mind, mm-hmm. then they need their money taken from them by somebody, because they're dumb. I'm not saying I'm 100% in that opinion, okay. But
that's not where I thought you were going to end up with that. I thought you were going to end up, which actually was what I thought would be a decent point, that if this is something they decide to do and they willingly give their money and it makes them feel better.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Yeah, you
then
did.
That's fine. But yeah. You're talking about, though, the scamming part of it.
I just don't like the scamming part of it.
Riggins, you've said before that if people fall for that scam about moving your money into my account, I'm a royalty from this country, and if you give me this money in my account, I'll give you 10 times that once I get to the U.S. You said that they deserve that if they're that dumb.
Yeah. This is not the same as that, though.
How is it not?
Because I don't know anything about a pet psychic. I don't know what they do. I don't know what that process is. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you believe that it could be possible?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have enough knowledge to say either way.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes. I know.
You have enough knowledge?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where did you get your knowledge from?
University.
The Bible.
The damn school of hard knocks, the school of life.
Well, the Bible.
That's right.
I don't know what it says about psychic. I don't know.
But I know what it says about animals.
What does it say about animals?
Well,
here we go.
People don't like this.
Well, so, no, never mind. That's not the right question. I was just saying, I don't know. She seems to be a genuine person that thinks she's helping. I don't know that she's knowingly trying to scam people.
Okay.
The people that get those emails are knowingly trying to scam.
Right. But if there are no, if there's nothing to talk to as far as a dead pet, how is she making contact with them?
She says, I will help you psychically connect with your animal, living or in spirit to hear what they have to say. That's on her page, right. Her business page.
So either she's lying or she's a lunatic who really thinks that she's hearing words coming from pet spirits, in my opinion. So she's either knowingly scamming and all, kind of like, you know, Miss Cleo's network was found out to be doing years ago, I believe. Or she is off her rocker and actually believes that she's hearing these animals tell her things and give her messages. So I guess with those two choices being it, I would rather her be that crazy and to be genuine about it than to be knowingly lying and scamming people out of money.
And evil.
Let me ask you
something. I don't know that it's evil.
Knowingly scamming people out of their money is evil.
Yeah, that would be evil.
It is evil. I agree.
Evil, though? I don't think. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of evil in the world. I would say disgusting or, you know, all kinds of. I don't know if I would call that evil.
Yeah, because what if that's their livelihood, the only money they have, and now.
Well, I'm sure it is their livelihood.
So that's evil.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's evil? Not like she's a, you know, like a Democrat senator or something. That's evil.
Oh, come on. Well, they think they're doing the right thing, too.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
But
they're the ultimate scammers.
Does it change anything knowing that she's pretty cute?
A little.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm going to look her up. Which, she's on TikTok
right now. Kind of like Alexis a little bit. She's got curly hair, pretty skin.
Who are we looking at? What's her name?
Yeah, she is. And she's she is Hispanic. Mm-hmm. You don't think she's cute?
Yeah, no, she is cute.
She's cute. But still, I mean, she's not Dr. Doolittle. There's no such thing as a Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, well, where did that I don't know. I feel like we're all connected, so why would there not be a way for all of us to communicate?
All who?
Everything that God has created, people, animals, nature.
Okay.
Who's to say we aren't communicating with animals now?
That's what I'm saying.
With your cat, you communicate with the dog, but it's not... You know, but your dog doesn't speak words back to you.
No, but I'm saying this could be a way that they communicate. They're just more in touch.
Okay, so this...
And of course, you guys are going to really say I'm crazy for saying that, but really, I'm just putting my thought out.
You're saying
there.
She really may have a gift.
She may. She may just... sensitivity.
Why is everything always better than us?
Huh?
Like I said, maybe they're just more in touch.
I'm not saying that that's better.
I don't know. Well, you I'm said just saying that they're more in touch. More in touch with, yeah. You know, that sounds like it's better.
No, I don't think that's better.
Maybe it's just a stupid dog.
In Googling this, I found a psychic in Mooresville.
Yeah.
There's a lot of psychics up here.
That's going to need to be investigated.
No, I don't want to be messing with any psychics. Because it'd be nothing but controversy.
That's true.
Because I don't believe in all that bullshit.
$90.
And I believe in pet psychics even less than I believe in people psychics.
Can I give you a little more information about what she says she does?
Yeah.
That might...
Sure, know. Yeah. Wait, let's take a break first.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this
You'll have time.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers, data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Stern on.
All right, so Riggins is about to tell us some more things about the lady who claims that she can talk to pets, both alive and deceased, and let their owners, I'm sorry, their pet parent, know what they're saying and how they're communicating.
Yeah.
So what? How does she do it?
Well, it starts with a picture. You show her the picture, and she says, immediately when I connect to your animal through the picture, I get a sense of their personality. And that's the first thing I share with you, because it allows you to feel more confident that I'm truly connecting with your fur baby. Those are her words.
Is this okay. How you're trying to convince TJ? Because this is the
I'm just offering more information about what she says she does, because I don't know what a pet psychic is. Yeah. I don't know what a regular psychic is. She says, by facilitating a two-way dialogue, we can determine specifically what they need to live a more fulfilling, enriched life. We can ask how they're feeling, what they're thinking, what they need. I receive their answers via thoughts, images, feelings, scents, and even sounds. I may feel pain in my body where they are experiencing pain. I may see an image of a person who's important to them. I can smell their favorite food or see their favorite place. Or feel their joy or sadness regarding a specific person or event. The possibilities for these sacred dialogues are truly endless. There's no limit to what she can do, is basically the message I'm getting.
Right. According to her. Right. Okay. And again, I say, if that makes people happy and they think that she's doing something for them or whatever, fine.
Right.
They're, you know, unless they are it's taking advantage of people who are not of sound mind. If they're normal other than that, not normal, because you know they'd be weird in general life. But if they're not, you know, if they're not disabled in any way mentally or emotionally and all, then it's just a transaction. It's a business transaction. Happy customer.
Yeah.
But the question to me earlier was, do I believe in it? And why do I think that she's not real? This is not a real thing. And that didn't change my mind.
Okay.
On that. And I still say either she's crazy and really thinks that she's hearing from these pets and stuff, or it's a business and she's playing a part where it's not real.
I think hearing that made me feel like it makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
I get it. It's okay. I'm crazy. I never said I wasn't, so it's fun. I'll be labeled crazy.
Well, the stories that she shares about each of these readings are pretty intense.
I want to.
Holy cow. I'm not kidding.
Does she have video of the
some of them
the readings?
She said on one of these, she said the pet communicated to her. This was a cat, passed away at 3 years old. When I asked about his passing, he told me about this lava or sludge that covered the inside of his body. And I later found out he passed away from intestinal lymphoma. He didn't want to talk about what mom would think is sad stuff. I'm going to stop there because if I read anymore.
Oh, stop. I know. Oh, I just thought of Lily, my family dog. I've been asking her to send me a sign. She did one time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What did she send you?
Was it the middle finger?
No, it wasn't.
A little dog's middle finger?
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't even say it. It's terrible.
That's horrible.
What was the sign?
I'm not telling you anymore.
Nope. And how much?
I will not share it.
How much?
No, I want to know the sign. No, I'm dying to know. You can't say that and not tell us what the sign is.
How much cannabis was in your system at the time the sign came?
It happened right away as soon as I asked for it.
Okay, so right away, is it within minutes?
Within like 1 minute.
Okay, what was the sign?
So I was sitting in my room next to Khaleesi, and I was saying out loud, Lily, if you are out there somehow, some way, send me a sign that you're listening. I'm going to find you and another dog and bring you to my mom. And as soon as I finished that, Khaleesi, who never does this, put her paw on my hand just randomly.
Whoa.
It was a sign.
Yeah.
Lily, like, used Khaleesi to send me a sign.
Now, did they know each other?
Yeah.
Did they used play to cuddle together and
stuff. Yeah, pictures of them cuddling.
Oh, well, then that is definitely it.
Yeah.
And it was a sign. You had no cannabis in your system at all.
And then you know what my
none.
Mom.
None.
Nope.
Come on.
I always have cannabis in my system.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean I'm smoking. It's not active.
Yeah. Please. If you're at home and you're not going anywhere, you're just in the bed with Khaleesi, come on.
And then.
That'd be like if I said, I was just sitting up, you know, in my recliner, and I never turned the TV on the whole time.
We know that's a lie.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Whatever, dude.
Could also have just been, like, Khaleesi comforting you, though?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't comfort it was a me
sign.
Ever.
It was a sign.
And then my mom brings me this little clay thing that she made that I had no idea she was going to make with a little paw print and Lily's name on it.
Hmm. And that was a sign?
Yeah. That was a sign.
That was a sign from Lily.
Yep. It was.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. You need to get this woman to talk to Lily for you.
And I'm going to be figuring out how to do it myself.
Yeah, there you go. You might as well. If she can do it, you can do it.
I can do it better than her, probably.
Yeah, you don't have to be a lawyer like she is.
She offers $24 workshop classes where you can learn to speak to animals as well. I was like, that's a small price to pay if you can launch a business from it.
Yeah, you're making 300, right. What, $300 an hour?
An hour. And I said she's got 400 requests backlogged. I read that wrong. 4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
4,000.
She's doing two a day?
She's doing two a day.
God. And if there are any preachers listening to this right now, which there may not be because we cuss on here and all that, but if you're listening, you got to make a sermon out of this. I mean, seriously. About 4,000 people who are on standby waiting because they have faith in the fact that this woman is bringing them messages from their deceased pets and how the country has just gotten away from, you know, from the Lord. I mean, say it like it is. That's, I mean, seriously.
We're going down the toilet.
Oh, she's just upped her price, too. It's now $350. It looks like. The standard demand. Standard animal communication, $350. Priority animal communication is $500.
That's over $1.3 million a year.
What's the difference between standard and priority?
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, when I get home today, I'm going to call one of my preacher friends. Well, he's not delivering sermons every week now. He's over several churches in the Methodist, whatever you call it. Region,
right,
or whatever. But then that maybe he can get all the preachers to preach on it.
Yeah, maybe he can be the one to spread it out to everybody.
Or maybe I ought to just do a sermon cast. just do a podcast sermon. You know. What?
You ever heard the phrase, God works in mysterious ways?
No. I've never heard that.
There's a phrase.
It makes a lot of sense, though.
What if God has given her... Well, never mind. Let's not even do that. That's not going to be fun. Yeah, don't
even go there before you like get him even mad. He's going to get mad.
No, I mean... If,
so just stop. What if we're given
unique gifts and talents?
We are, but...
Yeah. You know who says that?
Who?
Psychics. People who claim to be psychics.
Maybe it's true. I don't... How do you know that? I don't know enough. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to rely on your faith. You know?
My faith is, what if your faith is that?
It is. Yours is. And that's fine for you. But that's not fine for me, who I have a faith in something else. And again, it's always easy to get mad at the Christian.
Ain't nobody mad.
You look like you're kind of, you always like start talking down.
I was raised in a Christian religion. So I know the Bible front to back more than a lot of Christians do.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that I'm mad.
You
can
know
it.
You know who knows the Bible? Marilyn Manson knows the Bible. So what does that mean as far as living a Christian life?
I don't judge. That's what.
Okay.
But I think you do. That's what I learned from the Bible.
I think you do.
I don't.
But how can you not judge if you are supposed to know what's right and wrong? You know, supposed to be able to determine the right way your faith tells you things are and the wrong way. See, Christians always get hit with that. You're judgmental. Well, sometimes it has to seem like we're judgmental to be able to follow what the teachings are, right? You're more judgmental about, or just as judgmental, you know, in calling me closed-minded and all like
that. No, but I'm not judging you and being like, oh, you're this or that because of that. I'm like, oh, you're
dumb
because you're dumb for believing that, or you're stupid for believing that. I don't care. Yeah. Believe it.
Right.
Some of it makes sense to me, and I could understand why people would
but
think
sometimes,
that.
You know, when you're on a radio show, you have to be hot or cold. There's no middle ground and all. People expect you to have an opinion, and if I'm going to go into an opinion, it's going to be, you know, this is wrong, this is right. You're dumb, I'm not. Not you specifically, but
but
all the other people.
You do.
Everybody else. Everybody but you and me. Everybody but you and I are dumb.
Is there going to be any sex talk today on SharePoint?
But either way, Riggins is the one that always brings this shit up, and then he sits back and he likes when we argue.
I don't even say anything about it anymore. I stopped. I'm like, y'all, whatever.
But
yes,
yeah,
I'm
do.
Crazy. Yes, then, I'm dumb. Yes, I'm stupid.
What do you mean you don't say
it?
Anything about it? You've been arguing with me about it. Well, what if? Well, what if? What
I didn't.
If?
I've been sending an email to one of her clients.
Yeah, for the last like 30 seconds you have.
This whole conversation,
you called me judgmental. You called me judgmental. You said I'm saying people are stupid.
I didn't say you were judgmental. I said that I'm not judgmental. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned from the Bible, not to be judgmental and to love others no matter what.
What makes you think I don't love these people? as fellow human beings, did I say I don't love them?
I don't know. I'm saying what I do. I'm not saying what you don't do or do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Because don't be telling me what I do.
I don't tell you what you do.
Yeah, Jezebel. How you say Jezebel in Spanish? Jezebel. Mm-hmm. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents
the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Now, look, if you have a little mishap and you get the pet psychic over to your house and the pet psychic starts, you know, can't control all of the pets that are coming into her mind, and all of a sudden you look up and they're not just in her mind, they're actually coming into your house where you've got snakes and rats and mice and dogs and cats and llamas. Cows, all of these pets that people have had, and they just start flooding in because of the pet psychic's thoughts, and they destroy your house. Then you need to call Paul Davis Restoration, because they are the sponsor of Share Funny, which I'm guessing that's probably at this point day to day. You know, the more our discussions like this go on and on about things, Paul Davis is like, oh, well, you're getting close to. You're skating on about 30 seconds of thin ice.
Yeah.
But no, if the pet psychic's thoughts unleash all the real animals in your house, and then you need it to be restored, repaired, cleaned up, then that's Paul Davis Restoration. They can jump into action quicker than a psychic can get her crystal ball out of the closet. I mean, they are on it, ready to go. So, if you want everything back to the way it was before the disaster hit, then you go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Paul love everybody.
He do.
Paul love everybody.
He do.
You know. So, there's that. Did y'all see that that the original author of the article in 1980 something about Top Gun is suing because of the copyright and wants the movie to cease at this point, and then going after the profits and all of that? Not profits as in, you know, people who tell you what's going to be happening soon. Talking about profit as in the money.
Yeah, P-R-O-F-I-T, not P-H-E-T.
So I don't know how they got his permission, his permission when they made the original Top Gun, but now his family is saying they didn't get their permission for the copyrights to do the second movie.
Because it has expired, their claims, right? Their copyright claim expired.
But surely, with a big budget movie like that, they had to have had a team of attorneys check on those things, right?
You would think.
Unless they've just got, you know, but they got Ed's lawyer shop to come in there and just say, oh, yeah, it all looks good to me.
Well, they say that cases like this might become more common as studios continue to revive older franchises. Mm-hmm. One of their lawyers represented the writers of the original Predator movie, who sued 20th Century Fox to regain the rights to their screenplay because they were not compensated in one of those deals. And he's also representing the heirs of some comic book writers who want to regain the rights to characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, I don't know. Those laws get really tricky when you get into things, you know, you purchase the rights to something, but then those rights expire, but you still own franchise rights to other things. I mean, it's very complicated.
I want my daddy's rights. That's what they're saying. I want my daddy's copyrights.
Right.
Do it.
But can you imagine? I don't know how much the guy made from the first Top Gun movie, but all he did was he wrote an article. He didn't even write a book. He wrote an article about Top Gun flight school and the pilots and the fighter jets and all that stuff. And we're talking about an article. How much did he make from the first one? And then how much could his family squeeze out of them for the second one?
Yep.
I'm not talking about a book. I'm not talking about writing the movie. I'm talking about an article.
I think that same thing happened with the movie Radio. That was an article.
Oh, was it?
I think in Sports Illustrated or something.
With Cuba Gooding Jr. I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so good. I've been to high school.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Where can I stream that? Because that's one I need to see.
I think Netflix. has it.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it's available somewhere. That's a great one.
I've because what was the other? I didn't see that We Are the Titans until, I don't know, maybe last year.
That was another good one. Real good.
And I don't know why I never saw that. Denzel Washington is my favorite. Right up there. He and Jason Statham are tied for my favorites. And Denzel's probably going, what? You got me in the same category with Jason Statham?
Rightfully so.
I'm talking about the movies that they make, not acting ability. I like Jason Statham movies. What, Alex?
I had friends that lived in that town where radio.
Really?
And I went to go see the high school, and it's like a huge part of that town. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's South Carolina, right?
South Carolina, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out if that guy got any money out of the original. The guy said, quote, the article basically just said that there's a school, it's called Top Gun, the guys have fun, it's a cool place, that's all, end quote. And they read the article and thought, well, that might be a cool idea for a movie. And almost like the article simply brought to their attention, oh, there's a school called Top Gun. And then they went and did. But the guy had to get some type of compensation. Everything's about this new.
Mm-hmm. The new lawsuit.
Lawsuit.
But I haven't seen a Cuba Gooding Jr. movie since Boys in the Hood. Is he pretty good? Is he a good actor?
He was really good in that People versus OJ.
Yeah.
That was on FX.
Yes. I never watched that.
Oh, either. It's so good. I'd watch that again. It was great.
That was real good. I have a hard time with David Schwimmer.
He's not. Oh, yeah.
You know,
a lot of people hate him.
Yeah. I don't hate him. I just have a hard time. I mean, he's so typecast to me. He's Ross.
He's Ross.
You know, he even played in a movie about titties one time.
Yeah.
And he was really good in it, but I just couldn't see him as anything but Ross.
Yeah.
It was the story of how he played one of the guys that invented breast implants. And maybe he didn't invent them, but was doing stuff with DuPont, I think, when the people started blaming breast cancer on breast implants. And then they did away with the silicone and all of that for a long, long time. And then they come to realize, oh, wait, never mind. That wasn't what caused any. There's no proof to say that the silicone caused anybody's breast cancer. And all. Yeah. And then silicone went back on the market.
That was a good show.
Yeah. But, then that's when they went to saline, though, which, I mean, anytime you can double up and have boobs and something to soak your contacts in.
That's a win-win.
Yeah. Save money, man. Save money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I can't find out how much money that guy made off Top Gun or if he got any money, but he had to get some money because he's listed everywhere as based on this article that he wrote. By the way, you want a stunning fact? Top Gun cost $15 million to make in 1986. It made $357.3 million. You know what that's worth today? Almost $942 million.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, so he had to get some money out of the deal.
Or they send Tom Cruise to his house or something, butter him up.
Yeah,
that's what I would do. If I was the studio, Tom wants to take you to lunch. Boom. Okay, that softens him up, and then you lower the check amount.
Tom's going to talk me into it. Yeah.
Guess who's showing up today? Be ready. Tom Cruise has come to your house. Oh, shit. That's what I would do.
He shows up, with an autograph, model airplane.
With the autograph, say, you want to take a ride in the Corvette? He drives you around. Oh, my God. Hell yeah, make that movie based on my story.
We're going to lunch in a very public place. Yeah. That's right. Me and Tom Cruise are having lunch.
Yeah.
Let's take as many pictures as you want. Spend the afternoon with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but his kids won't fall for that now.
Hell no. Mm-mm. They want the money.
Yeah. Man, I just wish my dad had something that when he passes on would be worth suing over.
Yeah.
I'm the one going to be getting sued.
Yeah.
There'll be people suing the shit out of me when my dad dies.
Probably.
Hey, I can't control what he didn't spend or pay his bills. He bought what?
Yeah, well,
that's your fault for letting him have it on credit.
I've said it more than once. I don't know what to tell you. He's not here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, where's his money?
whatever was left.
Yeah, but they do. They say that they try to, you know, the creditors try to strong arm you, scare you into saying that you're on the hook for your parents' death after they die or whatever, whoever the relative is. But most states, I don't think you are. I mean, what are they going to do?
You can't do that.
I'm going to say, because for all they know, you were estranged. Right. You know, I hadn't seen him in 30 years.
It's like I told my sister.
I didn't even know he was my dad.
We were talking about different things. You know, my mom's going to this nursing home, and it costs money while they transfer over to Medicaid, and blah, 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 blah. And I was telling my sister, I said, what's file bankruptcy for? What do we care? She's 80. She's going to live in a nursing home. What? Make her bankrupt. Screw them. No, that's not a good way to
make her bankrupt. Bankrupt mama.
Bankrupt.
Hey, Piper, sister, we're going to have to bankrupt mama.
I don't give a damn if you bankrupt mama.
I'll tell you what. She pissed me off. I tell you what. She doesn't piss me off so bad. I just say all we need to do is damn by God bankrupt her.
Bankrupt mama.
Yeah, you tell Target she's bankrupt. Screw it. They're not going to get their $4,000 that she spent that we didn't know about or whatever. You know.
Mama, I just want to give you a heads up. We are going to bankrupt you.
Yeah. I ain't talking about chapter 14. I'm talking about chapter 9, full bankruptcy. Not chapter 11 where they let you keep your car and shit. No, you don't need that car, no way.
I declare bankruptcy.
I never know the chapters, though. They always say, you filed chapter 9 bankruptcy.
I just know that 11 chapter is 11. Reorganization.
Yeah.
That's the easy one.
Yeah. So it ain't going to be none of that, mama. No. Ain't no 11. Yeah. It's going to be 9. Chapter 9. Bankrupt mama would be a good name for a female rapper.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do?
I mean, that's like Weekend at Bernie's type of movie. Like, we're bankrupted mama.
That's right.
We have to. Right.
What are we going to do?
Piper, get your purse. Let's go. Where are we going? To bankrupt mama.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah, just Tuesday.
Oh, it's Taco Tuesday. I had tacos last night, though. And then my daughter made that. When she's home, she likes to cook.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's almost like she's still, you know, in first grade or something. She's like, Dad, would you want this? And how does that sound? And Jody go, that doesn't sound so good to me. Chicken meatballs? No, thanks. And I say, that sounds good to me. I'll try that. That's, you know, yeah. Sure, baby. Make Daddy one of those, some of that, whatever. But I always end up liking it. Like last night, the salmon tacos she made were really good. But Jody's going to be gone somewhere tonight. So she said, you can make that Tuesday when I'm not here. In other words, like, it doesn't sound good to me, but don't let it stop you from making it. I mean,
you still want to make that shit.
Mm-hmm. Just or either she'll say
whatever that bullshit is, like, yeah, make it feel free.
Something like, you know, she goes, oh, that's fine, I'll just eat. And then she names like the worst thing possible. She's like, I mean, that's fine, I mean, I'll just eat one of those spoiled lean cuisines.
Oh,
that expired, the spoiled that expired last summer. I'll just eat that. I'd
rather have that.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I mean, if you could put meals on the refrigerator with a magnet, I would do that with my daughter's cooking. It's pretty good.
I'll just have something. Does Aiden cook much at all?
He can. Yeah. He doesn't like to because he's lazy.
Right.
But if he's doing meal prepping stuff when he's eating right, he'll do it. But he's not going to get in there and cook chicken and dumplings and stuff like that. But, you know, I made sure that when they were young that they both know how to cook enough to get by at least and not have to rely on somebody else to cook for them.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pet peeve of mine. When adults can't fend for themselves.
Yep.
No offense to your dad, Riggins, but...
No, take the offense. It's sad. It's pathetic, actually. Mm-hmm.
But he's not any better now that he's been retired or anything? He doesn't try to do anything in the kitchen?
And he loves going grocery shopping with my mom now because, you know, they're retired, so he's got all the time.
But like, he really has no responsibility when he goes grocery shopping, right?
He just comments.
Yeah, she has the list and things, so he's just along just to give him something to do and to comment.
Yeah, and it drives her crazy.
Does he try to, like, let's get some of these.
Probably.
Throw these in there. You know.
Yeah, and that would drive me crazy, too. But he just wants to be with her. And she likes his company, but... I guarantee she doesn't like it in the grocery store because he doesn't know anything. What if we did that? Oh, my God. What did he say the other day? I was sitting at home. He goes, you know what sounds good? You take pasta, put a little Italian sausage in it, a little blue cheese. Went, okay, well, you're already screwed. You don't put
blue
if you're
cheese.
Making a pasta with Italian sausage, you don't put blue cheese in it. All right, maybe that blue, like, feta.
No, that's like, close to blue cheese.
Yeah, you'd probably pick like a Parmesan or a Romano cheese. You're right. Yeah. I go, well, it's not blue cheese. So like, whatever. Shit, cheese. Right. And my mom was like, just sits there silently. You know, blue cheese in it.
Yeah.
Crumble up blue cheese in it. Put it hot. Open a jar of jardiniere. Don't put the jardiniere on top. Mix it all together. I said, yeah, well, okay. It sounds like something a third grader would make.
Did you ever tell Alexis the story about your sister-in-law cooking that one dish?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was living with my brother and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, my sister-in-law. And I came home after work or something, and they were sitting on the couch eating. And I said, oh, what are y'all eating? She goes, oh, I made macaroni and cheese. I went, get out of here. She goes, great, get a bowl if you want. I go in there and... You know, I scooped up a bowl, and I took a bite, and I'm like, something is off. I can't put my finger on it. And I said, why is it? It's bright orange, like neon orange. I said, what makes it so orange? And she goes, oh, that's the pumpkin cream cheese I put in.
Ew, pumpkin cream cheese mac and cheese. Where would she even get that from?
Where do you even get a pumpkin cream cheese? Got it at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of ingredients at Starbucks that you are going to use in your macaroni and cheese, you dumbass? I mean, good.
Or was it just pumpkin cream? And she thought it was cream cheese. Because, I mean, you say, oh, this is pumpkin latte.
Yeah, no, it's pumpkin cream cheese that you would spread on like a... Yeah. You know, cinnamon bagel or something. I don't know.
Way to take something that's amazing and just completely ruin it.
And that's her... excuse me. That's her thing. It's like to start adding things, you know, being a little Chef Boyardee in the kitchen. It's like, no, they figured it out. They figured out the recipe for the green bean casserole, for example. They know it. They figured it. They found the perfect recipe for it. So, doesn't eat almonds.
Riggins.
You shithead.
Riggins is very, very defensive about green bean casserole at Thanksgiving. Alexis, we had a whole issue that year that his sister-in-law wanted to bring the green bean casserole because she was going to do all these other things to it and everything. So he he ended up bringing his own green bean casserole. You know, okay. So the recipe is right there on the can of onions.
It's true.
On the onions. It's
there. Just keep it simple.
French's and Campbell's, they work together.
Yes.
They figured it out. You don't have to do any work. That's the great part about it. But it's like, that was an example of like that kind of shit that I hate. Like, guess what spaghetti and meatballs doesn't need? Raisins. Spaghetti. It's meatballs. It's called spaghetti and meatballs.
I have a friend that she would call me all the time about recipes and stuff that she was doing, and it wasn't really to ask my opinion on a technique, or should I go ahead and mix this together before I put it into this, or how long do you cook? It was always, the recipe calls for this and I don't have that and I forgot to get it at the store. Could I substitute this for? And it was always from two different worlds.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like the recipe calls for shallots, but all I've got is a red onion. Can I use that? Sure. That's the substitution. It was, the recipe for this salad dressing calls for white wine vinegar. Is it okay to use Schlitz malt liquor bull?
What? It's all I got.
Can I put tequila instead of rice wine vinegar?
It says like, white wine.
No, you got to go back to the store.
Don't do that.
But that's it. I'm just going to add almonds to a traditional green bean casserole.
Why would you do that?
Were they even slivers of almonds, or were they just whole almonds?
I think she put the almonds in a Ziploc and
hit them
up.
Wow. And did you even try hers?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I'm not a heathen. I didn't want to make her feel bad. I waited until I got on the radio and then dragged her out.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.